Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Norman Greenbaum bringing us back. Spirit in the Sky. One of the great ones. Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one from my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having more fun than the law allows with our good friend Debbie Meyer, inventor, entrepreneur extraordinaire, home problem solver, founder of Housewares America, Inc. She's the co-CEO there. She's the inventor of the cake cutter, one of my favorites, and the green bags and the green boxes and the green squares and the balls, all that stuff, folks. It's just they're all over the place. And welcome back again, folks. Thanks. And Debbie, thanks again for hanging out with us. You want to give us a website?
It's DebbieMeyer.com.
Debbie Meyer, folks. Think about that. Her name is the brand. And Debbie... Now, when did you start your company? When was the seed of the idea to do something like this? When did that happen?
Oh my gosh, it was back in the 90s.
Okay. What were you doing? What was going on in your life at that time?
Well, yeah, I was always in the corporate life, and then moved out of that to do work with my husband as consulting and
you weren't known around the world.
No, I wasn't. I invented my very first product, which was my cake cutter when my son was born. That was before 1990, and I had invented it and sort of showed it around to people I knew, and everyone.
It's going
to
be in the Smithsonian, by the way, one day, folks. I'm petitioning.
Well, it's actually in the Design Museum of London now.
Okay, well, I believe that, and we're going to get in the Smithsonian too, and the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago too. Go ahead.
But I had created this product, showed it to people. Everyone said, "Make me one." And I said, "Well, wait a minute. Why should I make them one? Let's sell them."
Why don't we sell them, right?
That was the beginning. So we started a company. Manufactured these, went on the air for the very first time.
Actually, and it never occurred to you not to be the Debbie Meyer product.
Never occurred to me.
Okay, so what were you thinking at the time?
So we were thinking that if we're going to build something, we should build something that will mean something to other people. And it was, I'm very, very much involved in how customers and people in general feel and think and touch and want. And because I solve my own problems first. I am my best customer.
Mm-hmm.
So I solve things that have been annoying to me or present some kind of challenge in the home to me. So I know that they appeal to other people because I'm not the only one who keeps her own house. I still do all the stuff myself. I still do all the housework and the cleaning and the ironing and all that stuff. So those challenges present themselves pretty rapidly.
Right, so part of your research is just living your life.
Exactly.
So let's talk about there are people out there, men, women at your knee right now, thinking about starting a business, and they're working on something. Do you recommend if they're in the heating and air conditioning business, if they're in the plumbing supply business, if they're in the cake decorating business, if they're in the photography, whatever they're doing, do you recommend that they put their name and their face on the product?
If they are willing to take everything that comes with that. And I'll preface that by saying it's a wonderful thing to have people know who you are and recognize what you've done for them and want to talk to you again.
Mm-hmm.
On the other side of the coin, you're the one who's going to take all the flack if there is any.
Yep.
So you have to be prepared for a great deal when you do that. Listen, I look at companies that have family-owned businesses. You know, their names, their family name is there. They've been in business for 25 years. Now, people who are just starting out, there's another issue, and that is getting people to know who you are, understand what you stand for, even though they've never talked to you before or never heard of you before. And you have to make sure that you are willing to validate the brand and the person or people whose name, like if it's a family business, those names behind the brand constantly. And one of the problems that's come up is the misleading use of celebrity in marketing products gives a challenge.
Why do you say misleading? They're obviously just a spokesperson, right? What's misleading about it?
Well, you know, everybody always understood when a celebrity endorsed something. If a football player held up a can of deodorant, you know he didn't create the deodorant.
Right.
He just uses it and likes it.
Maybe.
But he got paid to say, I like this.
Well, here's a good example. Yeah. How about the reverse mortgages?
Oh, gosh.
So now Tom Selleck is doing a reverse mortgage,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Poor Henry Winkler. You know, when Senator Thompson died, who was doing one, and Winkler was left kind of by himself, now he thought, you know, boy, this is great, right? Well, now, Tom Selleck, how do you compete with Tom Selleck, right? But nobody ever thinks Tom Selleck's going to have to do a reverse mortgage.
No, but you're putting your trust in that person.
Yeah.
You think of people who will go, gee, I like Tom Selleck, okay.
But he's never going to use the product.
Okay. So, but here's the real problem. The disconnect is when you see somebody, and this happens particularly on TV in my world, a celebrity comes along with a line of clothing or a line of jewelry, but they're an athlete.
Yeah.
Or they're an entertainer and suddenly they have jewelry.
But it works, doesn't it? I mean, they sell stuff.
They sell stuff to a certain percentage of people who think they're buying a piece of the celebrity.
Right.
However, the real core customer won't be back.
Mm-hmm.
Because that there is a real disconnect and they don't believe
so the spokesperson thing can be tricky at best.
Very,
right?
Very
it
tricky.
It's not that it won't be successful, but it could be tricky, so just be careful about that. Better to put your own name on it, but you got to be prepared to stand behind it like Debbie Meyer does. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.